The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Listen, Joanne O'Riordan has been shortlisted for an Outstanding Young Person Award. The Mill Street teenager, who was just one of seven people in the world living with total amelia, was catapulted into the spotlight in 2011 when she publicly challenged the government on cuts to people with disabilities. Now, the Junior Chamber International, a global network for young professionals and entrepreneurs under the age of 40, has included Joanne on a shortlist of 20 nominees for the JCI 10 Outstanding Young Persons of the World program. And Miss Joanne's on the phone here. She said, when she heard the news, she said, "It's made my entire summer, and so it should." Joanne, how are you?
Hi, how are you? That was a nice introduction there.
I've been practicing for weeks, Joanne.
I gathered.
That's what, you know, Joanne, that's what he was doing during the club sandwich. He's been rehearsing that for the last half an hour. And he's
I really hope so. There's a lot to deliver there, you know, just high hopes and all that.
Tell us, whereabouts are you at the moment, Joanne?
I'm actually at home, like literally just chilling in bed like a typical teenager right now.
Well, you haven't got many years left as a teen. You're nearly 20, aren't you? When are you 20?
I'm 20 next April, so I'm...
Oh, you've a while yet.
Ah, you're to enjoy that.
Now, tell us a little bit about the award, Joanne.
So it's like the Junior Chambers International, and basically they nominate you. So for the, like, you know, you have to kind of go through a series. So kind of like Eurovision, so you had to like qualify, and then I qualified for the Worlds, and then they shortlisted me down, so now it's going to like a public vote, and there's a judges vote then after. So as I said, the public vote, if you win the public vote, it like looks good on your, you know, looks good to the judges. It's like, oh look, she looks nice, let's vote for her, she's nice.
That's what you're hoping for. Those selected, everybody else selected, you'll be honoured during the 2015 JCI World Congress on November 7th in, is it Kanazawa in Japan?
Yeah, over in Japan. That's cool, so hopefully I'll get to go to Japan.
Now, you must have loads of people kind of going, Joanne, any chance I can accompany you to Japan?
I know, yeah. There's a lot of people going, if I promise to publicize you really well, can you take me? So I've got a lot of promises, and Ryanair will have a freak out with the amount of luggage I'll have to bring on.
And I have to ask you as well, because last time I saw you on the TV, Joanne, I know it was a good while back, you were on the Late Late Show with Tubridy one night, and you were kind of saying how much you wanted his gig. Should he be watching out?
Yeah, well, I've always wanted to either have my own radio show or TV show, so yeah, I'd love to be a journalist when I'm older. So yeah, no, I mean, I'd love to host Late Late Show, obviously, but I don't know, maybe I could take your show. Maybe I could be like the third wheel, you know.
There's always room.
Well, we couldn't have you in here today, Joanne, because somebody upstairs told me that you might be a bit flirty with Nicky, so we had to just leave you on the phone.
I actually met him when I was about 8 years old, and I was just looking at him, and I was like, where's Shane Boylan?
Oh, thanks a million. Look at that.
Yes!
Look at that. You just totally ruined me in 1 second.
No, but hey, you were my favourite thing when I hit puberty, you know?
See, that's it, Jenny. As soon as people grow up and start to kind of realise they've moved from Shane to Nicky, oh, that's okay, I'm okay with that.
As soon as, when you get older, you get a bit of taste, isn't that it?
Exactly.
And you move on to Nicky.
I mean, Nicky's like wine, he got better with age and all that.
Yeah, I like a fine wine, Jenny. That's why I'm going to go on. I'm sticking to that story, anyway.
So tell us, you're working with Trinity College in Dublin at the moment, and you're developing a robot, is that right?
Yeah, so at the moment we're developing a robot. So, and when I went over to the UN in 2012, I challenged them to build me a robot. So like what everyone, like your listeners or whatever, would take for granted, you know, like picking up stuff, putting on your jacket.
Yeah.
I suppose just the small things in life. I mean, that's what the robot would then be doing. So it's like I describe it, it's like my slave without feelings, you know.
So you can be mean to it and then you don't have to feel guilty, like, because he's no feelings.
Exactly. Like, do you ever give out to a puppy and just feel really bad? You know, and then you kind of apologise to it.
Jen does it every day. She's got a cat called Ralph. She actually got Ellie as well, but she doesn't count her. So, John, when does this kick off for you? What's the plan for the rest of the summer? Have you got to do anything in relation to this before you head out there in November?
Well, I'm going to South Africa in September to give a talk. So the documentary, No Limits, No Limits, was shown in South Africa. So I was invited over by Spar to give a talk. So I'm hoping to kind of visit a few schools and I just do some cool stuff over there, and then hopefully I'll be booking my flight to Japan, even though it's on when my brother's getting married, so I'm going to have to postpone the wedding.
Is this your brother Stephen who actually directed No Limbs, No Limits?
Stephen's never going to get married. I'm living in my shade, okay?
And is it right, is he running for next year's general election in Cork?
He is, he's running in Cork North West, so he's doing canvassing and doing his thing at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, it's just exciting for him, and he's doing an all right job. He's going quite well, so you never know what could happen.
And I'm reading here as well that you did promise him you'd take him to Japan.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of likes seeing that, but I don't know, maybe.
Depends.
You never know. He has a lot of canvassing to do. That's
Listen, Joanne, it's great to talk to you. Listen, well done, the very best. Look, how do people vote for you?
So if you go on to the JCI website and go into the vote, you click on my bio, you can read it if you want, and then you click like and it goes on like, so yeah, do that.
So it's www.jci.cc/toypvote/. There you go.
Wow. Don't worry, we'll put that link up, because I can't see that rolling off anyone's tongue.
that's not catchy enough. It's got to be a jingle. You got to jingle that.
JC1.cc/.
There you go.
We'll do it. 2FM.
We'll do it for you, Joanne. Listen, best of luck and thanks for joining us. All right, have a great weekend.
See you, Joanne.
See ya.
Bye.